Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Beginning in chapter 46, Baruch ben Neriah records Yirmiyahu's prophecies to the surrounding nations, fulfilling his mission as it was pronounced at his initiation, Navi Lagoyim Netaticha. Given that Hashem intends for all humanity to recognize him as the one and only Creator, who watches over all his creatures and is actively conducting the historic symphony, the prophet, like a number of his predecessors, is sent on a mission to prophesy about Egypt. Asher haya dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu anavi al hagoyim, limitzrayim al chel paro necho melech mitzrayim, asher haya nehar prat bekarkamish, אשר היכה נבוכדרצר מלך בבל בשנה הרביעית לאליהויקים, בן יאשיהו, מלך יהודה. This is the word of Hashem about the nations that came to Yirmiyahu the Navi concerning Egypt and the army of Paro Necho, king of Egypt, when he was defeated at Carchemish on the Euphrates River by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda. While Yirmiyahu mentioned other nations in the earlier chapters, particularly when calling them to surrender to Babylonia, chapters 46 through 51 are devoted almost entirely to the various kingdoms surrounding Israel. These prophecies were given at various times throughout his career, but were written on a separate scroll and appended to the Sefer by his scribe, Baruch ben Neriah. The first half of this chapter is related to events that preceded the coronation of Nebuchadnezzar, when he routed the Egyptian army at Carchemish, near the Euphrates River. Yirmiyahu employs epic poetry, replicating the call to arms before that fateful battle, beginning in verses 3 to 4. Ilchu magen v'tzina ukshu l'milchama, isru hasusim ve'alu ha'parashim, v'hityatzvu b'chovaim, mirku ha'remachim lifshu ha'siryonot. Deploy your shields, small and large, advance for battle. Harness the horses, mount the steeds, take your positions with helmets on. Polish your spears, put on armor. Then he describes, play by play, the drama unfolding in his prophetic vision. Madura iti hemachatim, nasogim achor vegiborehem yukatu, umanos nasu velo hifnu magor misaviv neum Hashem. Al yanus hakal veal yemalet hagibor, tzafona al yad nehar prat, kashlu venafalu. Why am I seeing this? They're terrified. They're retreating. The warriors defeated. They flee in haste without looking back. Terror is on every side, declares Hashem. The swift cannot flee, and the warrior cannot escape. Northward by the river Euphrates, they stumble and fall. Then, assuming a mocking tone, Yirmiyahu derides Paro's arrogant ambition, relying on his horsemen and conscripts from his colonies in Africa, in verse 7 through 9. Mi ze ki yeor ya'ale, kaneharot yidga'ashu meimav, Mitzrayim ka yeor ya'ale, uchenaharot yidgo'ashu maim, vayomer, ele achase eretz, ovida ir v'yoshveba. עלו הסוסים והתהוללו הרכב, ויצאו הגיבורים, כוש ופוט תופסי מגן, ולודים תופסי דורכי קשת. Who is this rising like the Nile, like rivers of churning waters? Egypt rises like the Nile, and its waters like rushing rivers boasts. I will rise and cover the earth. I will eradicate the city and its dwellers. Advance, O horses! Race furiously, O chariots! Let the warriors come forth. Cush and Put, grasping shields. Men of Lydia, draw the bow. But that pride is crushed in the ensuing bloodbath as the great Egyptian empire suffers a humiliating defeat, orchestrated by the hidden hand of Hashem, who wields Midat Hadin and manipulates human armies. Vehayomahu ladoshem Elokim tzvakot, yom nekama lihinakem mitzarav, ve'achlachere ve'sav'a, ve'rafta midamam, ki zevach Elokim tzvakot, be'eretz tzafon el nahar prat. For that day belongs to the Master, God of hosts, a day of vengeance against his foes. The sword will devour until it is satisfied, until it is quenched with their blood. For the Master, God of hosts, sacrifices in the land of north by the river Euphrates. He then taunts Egypt, the princess of nations, in verse 12. Shamu goyim klonech, v'tzivchatech mal'ah ha'aretz. Kigibor begibor kashalu yachdav naflalu shnehem. The nations hear of your shame, and your screams fill the earth, for one warrior stumbles against another until both have fallen together. Yirmiyahu cheers to see Hashem's vengeance against Egypt that had so cruelly oppressed Mamlechet Yehuda. It is doubtful that Yirmiyahu sent this prognostication to Paronecho. He probably read it to those Jews who had sworn loyalty to Egypt and fully expected that she would crush the Babylonians. The second half of this chapter transcribes a second prophecy, beginning in verse 13, and describes the Babylonian invasion of Egypt that will occur 2 decades after the Churban. הדבר אשר דיבר השם אל ירמיהו הנביא, לבוא נבוכדרצר מלך בבל להכות את ארץ מצרים. הגידו במצרים, והשמיעו במגדול, והשמיעו בנוף ובתח פנחס. אמרו, התייצב והכן לך, כי אכלה חרב סביבך. מדוע נסחף אביריך? לא עמד, כי השם הדפו. This is the word that Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu the prophet about the coming of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, to strike the land of Egypt. Announce it in Egypt and proclaim it in Migdol, proclaim it in Memphis and Tachpanches. Take your positions and prepare yourself, for the sword devours those around you. Why are your warriors swept away? Ah, he cannot stand, for Hashem has thrust them down. The prophet envisions the attack as it is unfolding and sarcastically mimics the mercenaries and conscripts from various nations fighting in Pharaoh's army. Hirba koshel gam nafal ish el re'ehu vayomru kuma v'nashuv el amenu v'el eretz moladetenu mipnei cherev hayona. קראו שם פרו מלך מצרים, שעון העביר המועד. They continue to stumble and then they fall over one another as they say, get up, let us return to our people and to our homeland, away from the sword of the oppressor. There they will cry out, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he's all clamor. Time has passed him by. Malbim notes that Yirmiyahu employs imagery related to the Egyptian god of fertility, which was depicted as a black bull, as he mocks the downfall of the great empire in verses 20 through 21. Egla yefeifia mitzrayim, keretz mitzafon ba'ava, gam schireha bekirba ke'egle marbek, ki gam hema hifnu, נסו יחדיו לא עמדו, כי יום אדם בא להם את פקודותם. A very beautiful heifer is Egypt, but a slaughterer from the north is coming. Even the mercenaries among her are like fattened calves. They too will turn back Together they will flee. They will not stand their ground. For the day of calamity is coming upon them, the time of their punishment. Though most translations interpret keretz as a gadfly that irks the cow, Malbim, inspired by the Medrash, translates the phrase keretz mitzafon ba-va as a sing-song taunt. The shoichet is coming, he is coming. Rashi follows the Targum, who translates keretz as the carving knife. Carving knife is coming, it's coming. The fall of Egypt heralds Hashem's vengeance against her gods and their worshippers, echoing the events of the Exodus, when Hashem promised in Shmot chapter 12, Ve'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh, v'hiketi kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, me'adam ve'ad behema, uvechol Elohei Mitzrayim e'eseh shvatim, ani Hashem. I shall pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man to beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Hashem. Thus Hashem will again wreak harsh judgment, as indicated in verse 25. Amar Hashem Tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, Hineni Poked El Amon Meno, Ve'al Paro, Ve'al Mitzrayim, Ve'al Eloheha, Ve'al Melacheha, Ve'al Paro, Ve'al Abotchim Bo. Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says, Behold, I'm about to punish Amon, god of Thebes, along with Pharaoh, Egypt with her gods and kings, and on Pharaoh and those who trust him. Malbim explains the double mention of Paro as referring to two distinct men, one whose land was conquered and the other who was executed by Nebuchadnezzar when he mounted another offense. Conceivably, one is the Pharaoh who claimed to be a god, and the other claimed to be a man of war. What held true for Hashem's battle against the Egyptian deities at the time of the Exodus is valid 1,000 years later, because in both cases, many Israelites were enamored with the pageantry and the power of Egyptian culture and religion. As for the Jews living in Egypt who remained faithful to Hashem and his laws, God pledges, Ve'ata, al tira avdi Yaakov, ve'al techet Israel. Ki hineni moshiacha merachok, ve'et zaracha me'eretz shivyam, ve'shav Yaakov, ve'shakat, ve'shanan, ve'en machrid. As for you, my servant Yaakov, do not be afraid, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for I will surely rescue you from a distant place, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. Yaakov will return to quiet and ease, with no one to terrify him. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.